Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Jake Smith, and I'm joined today on Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud with CEO and co-founder of StorPool, Boyan Ivanov. Boyan, can you give us a little history about yourself and the company?
I'm one of the founders of StorPool, and we came up with this company after talking to a number of companies that were trying to build public or private clouds, and they were struggling with existing storage solution. And this is back in 2011, before the buzzwords like software-defined data center or software-defined storage even existed. So we thought that the best way forward is to have intelligent storage software running on standard servers, and we set out to build one of these solutions.
Tell us a little bit about why StorPool is uniquely positioned to drive not only block-level storage software adoption, not only software-defined storage, but really about high availability and scale. Talk a little bit about that.
So we had this idea that if you want to make an impact in the storage of 21st century, you have to do something that's at least 10 times better than anything that exists. And there was not a world back then. So we said we want to build the fastest, in terms of technical terms, IOPS, megabytes per second, low latency, block storage on the market. And we also to make it more robust than anything that's available on the market and also more resource efficient. This is how little resources it would consume on the compute nodes. It took us a long time to do iteration after iteration. And now we have something that works very well compared to anything we've seen on the market. It's robust, it's highly available, secure, but it's also scalable and fast for the end user.
Talk about how your architecture is changing the way people view traditional storage.
5 years ago, 3 years ago, people were still looking to have separate components in their data center, compute, network, and storage. And to a large extent, the borders are now merging. They're becoming one unified type of infrastructure. And some people are going for hyper-converged solutions. Some are going for solutions that are empowered by software-defined technologies. And StorPool set out to deliver and delivers the best bulk storage so that you can build an efficient cloud that starts from 2-3 terabytes and it can scale in the petabyte range without you having to put forklifts in the data center, without you having to think about data migrations, about scalability issues, about migrating data from one box to another box. So basically you have a monolith, or you have your infrastructure layer that is unified compute, network, and storage. It simplifies things, starts small and grows big. So you don't have to manage a lot of different pieces, or they're tightly interrelated. So that makes things simpler.
Well, that's an incredible value that you're providing for customers. Let's talk a little bit about OpenStack and OpenNebula. Can you talk to our listeners about how you're building integrations for those two architectures?
When we designed StorPool, we had several considerations in mind. And one is that we wanted to have a system that's designed for the 21st century. And this means managing storage at scale. And in most cases, this means API-driven storage adoption. So you don't have a sysadmin that does anything manually. Once you set up the system, it's usually integrated in a system of higher level, like a cloud management system. And OpenStack and ONAP are two particular examples. We also have integrations with CloudStack and with ONAP and Proxmox, and we also have support for VMware and Hyper-V. Almost any integration that we do is done through our API. So we can have automation in the storage layer. Basically, we write drivers for every project that we support. So we have our Cinder driver in the case of OpenStack. We have our own data store in the case of OpenNebula and so on, like our piece of software that exposes all the functionality that's available in these cloud management platforms. It basically natively exposes it to the storage system, but you can still manage it from Horizon in OpenStack or the OpenNebula UI or CloudStack UI, so you don't have to go to yet another tool because you don't want that.
Absolutely not. So let's talk about what you're doing to deliver opportunities with extreme and highly efficient parallel architectures?
We see that with the rising amount of data and more complex applications, people need faster and faster storage. And in many cases, they don't even realize how fast of a storage they need. For example, we've been talking to a bank that said, like, okay, our database has 3 milliseconds of latency. I said, no, this is the latency of your storage system. It's not the latency of the database. So if you have a storage system that does 200 microseconds, 300 microseconds, as Storpo does, even with standard SATA drives from Intel, then your databases are going to be 10 times faster. If you go NVMe and RDMA or Omnipath, these great new technologies, your latency is going to be even faster. So what we're doing is to try to shape every millisecond of latency and increase IOPS in the hundreds of thousands of IOs and million range, but also do it very cost efficiently. So it's not just amping up the performance of the system, it's also keeping the cost down so you become helpful or you can be a tool that many companies can use and benefit from it.
Well, latency free is a story that we love at Intel, and that's why we're so happy to work with Storpool. Can you give our listeners just a brief background on how the relationship between Intel and Storpool has been and what you're so excited about as we continue to build our relationship together?
Of course. Practically all of our customers are using Intel CPUs. Many of them are using Intel SSDs. Basically, the Intel platform is the preferred choice for our customers, and we recommend it because we see the value in terms of robustness, performance, price performance. We're also one of the very early adopters of any new storage technology, and not only storage technology. So we are excited about all the things that are coming in. We're RDMA, and as I said before, everything that's touching storage nowadays, it's also the compute part, network heavily. So Omnipath is an interesting thing for us. NVMEs that are coming are very interesting. The new Skylake series are pushing the boundaries of what's possible in terms of performance, again, reducing latency, which we think is critical for today's workloads. So if you think about a partner that has the broadest portfolio of everybody in the market and has unique capabilities, I think that's Intel.
Boy, and you're far too kind. And that's why we like working with your team, because you are far too kind. But just for our listeners, Boyan referred to Skylake, which has been rebranded and is known as the Intel Xeon Scalable Processor family. And certainly Boyan and his team have been working with it for some time. Could you talk a little bit about where you see the industry going and your vision for a software-defined latency-free architecture?
Our vision is that most workloads will be running on standard servers, standard x86 servers, which are managed by software. So that's the software-defined future. For the last couple of years, and especially in 2017, you've seen the inflection point of SDS first. While last year, a lot of people were still considering a SAN option and then an SDS option. This year, the table has turned, and now first choice is SDS and then a SAN. And I think more and more projects will just abandon the SAN altogether. So SDS is the future, and there are some solid reasons for that. Basically, the underlying drivers are faster and better technology that's more robust, and it's also more economical.
So how do our listeners learn more about Storpool, and how do they get an opportunity to work with Storpool?
Check our website at storpool.com, storpool.com. And they can always just drop us an email at info@storpool.com. And, you know, if they have any questions or any comments, they can just reach out. We're happy to talk to people. Storage is a very broad area. So where we don't think we fit, we'll be very open and we'll just say, maybe have a look at some of our peers. So
transparency is a really good attribute for not only a company and a product, but for a CEO and co-founder. So thank you, Boyan. We appreciate that. Can you talk a little bit about where the future of Storpool is and the future of the open storage software architectures?
Well, we want to be one of the top three companies, hopefully the number one in this new world where storage software is running and is doing the storage functionality. We started with block storage because it was the biggest unsolved problem, and it's also the hardest to solve. And for the most part, we've done very good solution in this area. Now we're working to increase the compatibility of Storpool, so make it available for more and more ecosystems like OpenStack and OpenNebula and so on and so forth. And we're also looking at what else we can do to improve or cover new ecosystems.
Good advice. Well, thank you, Boyan. We certainly are honored to have you here today. So on behalf of my colleagues at Intel, on behalf of Sean and Bruce, we'd like to thank Boyan Ivanov, CEO and co-founder of StorePool, for joining us today on ChipChat Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Jake Smith, and wherever you may be listening to this conversation, we wish you a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening.